Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check. Check, 1, 2, hey. Check.
Hey,
it's Mitt Bay.
Welcome to yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. It's Sunday, September 8th, 2013. Congratulations, everybody. You made it to September 8th, 2013. Okay. I am very excited about tonight's show. I'm going to be joined by at least one Leet Haxor, who actually has called the show before. I don't know if you remember my show, what was it, 2 weeks ago? I had Ron Breinert on the show, and we were talking about Barrett Brown and Anonymous and all this stuff, and Sabu. And this dude, Acid, called in. He's a Leet Haxor, who is kind of an old fag who, let's say he's paid his debt to society, and or some would argue that he has or hasn't, but that's no here nor there. We're not going to get into that. But he's back. He's on the scene, so to speak. He's got a lot of opinions and views about what's going on currently on the internet. He's got a lot to say about cyber crimes, hacking, botnets, you name it. He can bloviate on all of this stuff, and I'd like to talk to him a little bit about how all this stuff is developing and what all this cybercrime and hacktivism activity means for the future, means for conflicts in general. Like, we're having this issue with Syria right now, and Syria has its own sort of version of Anonymous, their own Patriot. Well, I guess they would be more like I'd consider the Syrian Electronic Army more akin to, say, the Jester, you know, a ragtag group of patriotic hackers. In this case, they are allegedly they allegedly pledge their allegiance to Bashar al-Assad, president of Syria. So they're bringing a whole another element to this conflict and the situation. They're sort of doing a lot of low-level cyber attacks on U.S. targets and are, you know, making some waves. And this is definitely a new element of the whole conflict. It's the online conflict that I think gets underreported. I believe there's probably actual hackers, real hacker, the real Syrian sponsored hackers, I'm sure, just like the United States, China, Russia, you name it. Everybody's got their own cyber warfare team, so to speak. And so I'd love to get Acid's take on that. Also, this in New Zealand, they just passed a new law called GCSB, and I think Acid has some opinions about that. Also, we'll touch on other stuff, including exploit brokerages. That's something that I find interesting and intriguing. These firms that have come up, that have developed, these white hat firms, I guess you would call them, white hat hackers, who you know make a living testing exploits or finding exploits finding 0 days, whatever you want to call it, for corporations, governments, etc. And that's a budgeting industry. So I'm excited about that. Spread the word. People, I don't know if people even know I'm having a show right now. Or everybody's busy watching football or Breaking Bad or something. But feel free to tweet out the show. I'd like to get a nice, healthy turnout for this show. I think it'll be very interesting and informative. Acid has kind of been around the block, from what I can tell. Been on the scene for a while, on and off the scene for a while. And I think he has quite a few interesting stories to share with us tonight and some insight. So this will be great. Zaz says, everyone thinks it's on at 50 minutes, Vince. I know, I fucked up. God damn it. I'm so used to starting my show at 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, that I instinctively make tweets about that with that time in there, and I keep forgetting to change it. And my first tweet I put out today promoting the show said it's going to start at 9 p.m. Pacific. I apologize about that. I've been doing these shows earlier. I've been trying to do shows earlier, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. I'm trying to accommodate more East Coast listeners, but I feel like I move the time up and I get less listeners because people don't realize that the time is earlier now. I think everybody's gotten so used to it at 9 p.m. So I guess expect in about 45 minutes we'll get an influx of people probably who think the show hasn't started yet. Nick says 11 p.m. Eastern is 9/11 standard time. Nick, you are a disturbed individual. You try really hard, dude, and I wish you luck. Let's just put it that way. Good luck, Nick. Just good luck in life. Okay? I like you a lot. He says he's not trying. Okay, maybe that's the problem. You're not trying. Just you should try harder. Okay, before we get going here, I want to acknowledge the people that have shown up early. Thank you for hanging out early in the chit-chat room. Hello to Actions, Anomi, City of Flint, several guest listeners, Jay Geronimo, Neil Rauhauser. Welcome, Neil. Nick Knack in the building. Hey, Nick Knack, I'm glad you found the right time. I'm glad you got the show. I was afraid you wouldn't. You were obviously having some problems figuring out the show time tonight. We also have in here Niglick. What? Niglick. Okay, Niglick. Sea Panther. Hello, Sea Panther. Welcome to the show. Also, Zaz. And last but not least, it is Zink. Oh, and we also have Feelrad. Feelrad just jumped in at the last minute there. Thank you for joining. Okay. Anybody in the chat room have any quick questions? Any anecdotes? Let's see. Nick says, Vince, can you tweet out the correct time for your show tonight for all my followers? Okay, Nick, I'll do that. I'm going to take a quick break here in a second, and then I'll do that in the break. Anybody else? Any questions? Any statements? Any anecdotes? Let's do this. Come on. This is the interactive portion of the program right now, chat room. What do you think? Anybody? Jay Geronimo's in the house. Glad to see him. Jay Geronimo. So you're one of the people that I'm starting the show at 8 p.m. for now. It's the East Coast home skillets that I want to include her. Okay. All right, that I guess that's going to do it. We got, yeah. All right, the chat room's starting to fill up a little bit. I'm very appreciative of everybody's participation so far. I'm really excited for my guest tonight, Acid, who's going to be with me in just moments. And we're going to chop it up for a little bit and then hopefully be joined by other folks and take calls later on. If you feel like joining the conversation later, don't be shy. You can call the call-in number. It's 347-826-7667. Also, please, everybody, tweet out the show. Yeah, just tweet it out. There's a little button there. Oh, if you're on the Facebook, do Facebook. Yeah, make it happen, people. And, yeah. Oh, hey, before I go to break, you know, I've been talking a lot about Barrett Brown on my program lately. And I just noticed today that not only did the Rolling Stone put out a feature article on him this week, but also the New York Times finally had somebody write a piece on Barrett Brown this weekend. So that was interesting. I haven't read it yet. I saw it. I tweeted it out so other people could check it out, and then I can catch up with it later. But big ups to the New York Times finally catching up here and reporting on it. I think it's odd, though, how there hasn't been a media gag this whole time, and the entire media has just kind of ignored this, except for, you know, alternative media and a few mavericks out there who are talking about it online. But it's been mostly just ignored by mainstream outlets until now. All of a sudden there's this gag order and suddenly all these mainstream articles come out. What's up with that? I don't know. That's just something I thought about. And you probably don't care about. And that doesn't matter because it's my show. Okay. It's Mega Show. And I have to take a mega blast. I have to shoot a mega blast out of my cornhole right now. I just drank a shit ton of coffee. And I am about to have some explosive... I'm going to have an explosive number two right now. It's going to be a mega blast, a mega shotgun blast out of my anus. And while I'm doing that, you can be entertained by the sounds of the song, which was inspired by my mega blast. It's called Mega Blast on Mega Show. This is Mega Blast by Street Sweeper Social Club, which features Tom Morello on guitar and Boots Riley of The Coup on vocals. So here it is. Enjoy this. I'll be right back with Acid.
5 million ways to help. Choose one. Consider this game to go. Lose some. Stockbrokers hate the flow and do some. Fake relatio and ooh. Hey man, fuck them better rallies. Motherfuckers can't get enough bread to rally. Bring a white girl through Mexicali. Homie came up and got dead in Alice. Cocaine soda and H2O. Trying to make the dough. There's a hate below. For the statement though. If we hustle for the sake of gold. Security, break the dough. You can't take the blow. Of the mega player. Mega, mega plan. My heartbeat vacillates to a faster rate. Think about bills and scratch to make. Motherfuckers work till the back is ache. But calculate what fast it takes. Revolution rock on acetate. And seeing how much I acetate. How much money can the bastard make? We're gonna rap fake till I'm past the cake. Some get drunk on Jack and Bay. Yak in the back, come back and drink. Some just mentally masturbate. Won't graduate from class debate. .44 is to calibrate, but they'll replicate. We assassinate. Fuck big biz and the magistrates. Explode on the scene and smash the state. Mega play.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show. All right, you already know what it is. It's VITB back in this for another hour and a half of mega fun on Mega Show. And I'm really excited to have my guest, special guest tonight. He goes by the handle Acid. He's called my show before, and he's going to be hanging out with me tonight talking about all kinds of random shit, mostly cyber-related. And we're going to go to him now. Welcome to the show, Acid.
Hello, hello. Hello, interwebs.
Hi. Oh, welcome to the internet. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay, and I'm so glad to have you back this time as a proper guest, Acid. It was great to have you on the show last time, and I'm glad we're a little bit more prepared this time for you.
No problem.
So,
what do you
want to
talk about first?
Well, you heard my intro. I threw a lot of stuff out there. I think what I'm kind of curious about off the bat is I don't know much about this GCSB. So what? Actually, before we get into that, why don't you give us a quick primer on who you are, any background that you can give us, and then jump into what your thoughts are on this GCSB thing.
Okay, so essentially who I am is I'm Acid, a.k.a. Acid Storm. I've been known by thousands of other names. I started in the IRC space in 1991, but was in the hacker community prior to that on BBSs and whatnot. Started out in the very early infancy stage, went through a bunch of different little factions there, groups that I belonged to, bot teams that I helped develop stuff for and whatnot, and just kind of always maintained who I was. And pretty much, I mean, that's what it was. That's what it was about that. As far as the GCSB, essentially what it is New Zealand had a wonderful interaction with Kim.com, where the U.S. government forced another country to allow access to one of its own to essentially harass them for no other reason than the U.S. government doesn't have anything better to do. And as a result, you know, there was all sorts of stuff with illegally seized items, documents, and whatnot, and essentially nothing was able to be used. But in the process, the U.S. government kind of pointed out to New Zealand that they needed to kind of up the stakes in their cyber arena. New Zealand has always been kind of friendly to hackers, and it's a little bit changed. So basically, the GCSB Act was an initial act in 2003. Which define the functions of the Government Communications Security Bureau. So what was proposed for change was in April of 2013, essentially the oversight given to this regime, if you would be increased. So essentially all communications could be monitored, similar to what we're doing here in the U.S. with the NSA. So, I mean, that's the basis. And it narrowly passed a few weeks ago, and there's quite a bit of talk about it, both anonymous with an op against New Zealand essentially trying to revert from that. Kim.com announcing that he would step down from Mega and form his own political party under the basis that Labor had stated that they would reverse GCSB if Labor was elected in the next general election. But essentially that's kind of a far cry, and some of the stuff that they're coming up with now is just kind of a farce. So it looks like the best bet might be Mega with his own political party, and see what that does for, you know, not only people who want the download, but also people in general, I guess, in that country when it comes to computers.
So let me guess, it's going to be the Mega Party?
It quite possibly could be the Mega Party or some sort of name like that. I actually haven't talked about that part, but I'm kind of curious as far as what the actual name would end up on that one.
I have, well, let's put it this way, okay? This is how I figure. You got Julian Assange, who has his what, the Australian party that he made up, the WikiLeaks party?
Yeah.
Come on, you don't think Kim.com isn't going to put his fucking his label on top of that? It's going to be the Mega Party. Come on, if it's not,
yeah,
he's stupid.
That's what they're talking about. I mean, they're definitely talking about it, but it just doesn't seem like a logical name. I mean, It just doesn't sound very logical. I mean, 4 days ago, they were talking about, you know, how he's going to leave Mega and he's going to start his own political party. But, I mean, other than Mega Party, I don't really see a name. But I don't really see how well that's going to go over. I mean, you're looking at – you gotta come down to the point of giving the people what they want, though. And, I mean, if people do not want to be monitored, then hopefully they'll go with an option that is new. And hopefully that option can remain unclouded in other arenas other than just the GCSB, because the problem with politicians is they're fine in some lights, but they're, you know, fucked up in everything else. So it's just kind of a matter of what's going to happen. But, I mean, ultimately, I think it'll be very interesting to see what goes on there and how the public reacts to it with an election coming immediately following. I mean, it's also kind of curious what's going to happen in our own presidential election, you know, following Obama. I mean, it's going to be kind of curious. You know, the NSA, Snowden just did another release talking about all the encryption essentially available for use on e-commerce, also for use for various communication platforms has been, you know, cracked. And that's kind of a big deal. I mean, that leaves a lot of people out there with, you know, kind of a question of what do we do now as far as, like, keeping our communication secure. But that's the general premise for that. I mean, going into Syrian Electronic Army, I mean, if you look at quite a few events of late, you look at Egypt, for example. Egypt, you know, there was definitely third parties involved who acted upon the grid and kind of took out internet, took out satellite, took out, you know, television, took out various other forms of communication. And a kind of hope that, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood would have some sort of chance. I mean, it's insane there. I mean, I don't know how you pronounce Michelle. Is it Bachman's last name or whatever?
Yeah, it works for me.
She just did some stupid rant about. She basically was treating them like kindergartners. I mean, I have the link somewhere, but it was rather ridiculous. She didn't even like give any actual, you know, credence to the fact that, like, you know, they got rid of a dictator, you know. Yeah, everything's going to be fucked up. And then there's no talk about democracy. It's kind of an interesting way to go, I guess you'd say. But then beyond that, if you go a little further, I think with the Syrian Electronic Army, I mean, it's definitely going to be interesting to see if they can not only raise public awareness, attack the government on different levels if you've got your, you know, your rebel side, but then on the other side is trying to take out these factions and different pages they post. And I mean, you're looking at it anyway, and essentially it's going to be a real question of you know, who's going to come out on top. I mean, you got the Jester, whose docs just got released like 2 weeks ago or something like that, who always trying to essentially white knight America, and it didn't work out for him too well. But then, you know, you've got quite a bit of, you know, other stuff to go there. I mean, we've said that we weren't going to be there at all, yet we've constantly had something to play in Syria. You know, it definitely has more to do with the oil money than it does anything else. And it's kind of an interesting thing to go into a country knowing that they have problems with people that you essentially are on a distrust scenario with. But then, you know, going further than that, I think there's quite a bit of stuff going on right now. Anonymous kind of needs to get a few things together, in the sense that a lot of the ops, they have a good premise, but they kind of lack the direction. Anonymous will choose something, they'll choose a target, and they'll issue their threats, but the threats are never realized. Like, there's very little of the threats that are realized. You have, like, the threats on the Federal Reserve. Well, you know, I've seen some of the stuff that was available, and they could easily drop quite a bit of the information for wide-scale panic, and they don't. It's kind of the, you know, why aspect. Then going into, you know, with botnets currently, I mean, there's been this kind of surge where botnets are now starting to use Tor, and Tor is kind of a problematic bastard child of the internet. I mean, essentially you have something that was funded by the government to help kind of far outlying embassies and whatnot communicate safely and also browse the internet safely. But then you're looking at it now where hackers are reliant solely on Tor, as far as some hackers will use Tor to SSH into an infected machine. an infected Linux machine or something. And it just doesn't make sense. If you're going to go on an exploited system, I mean, you definitely want an extra layer of protection. But Tor, definitely not the option. I mean, there's free.
No, I think of Tor as just like a general layer of defense for people like me who, I'm not a hacker. I'm not trying to like search for exploits on websites or anything. I'm just trying to survive on the internet and not try to get compromised. And I think Tor on a low level is a good just base layer of security for everyday people who are, you know, congregate on the internet on various, you know, social media platforms and whatnot. I think it's just a smart thing. Just you know, some security is better than no security. And I think people know the use for that tool. I think there's a good general use for Tor for just basic stuff. Like somebody like me who I get all kinds of emails and tweets and stuff with links and God knows what malicious links I've been sent over the years. And I think at the very basic level, you know, people trying to like, for example, just trying to like log my IP, like, you know, all I have to do is turn on Tor and for most people, I'll be able to avoid that. And that gets rid of a certain layer of defense against at least low level bad guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, let's face it. Like everything is, I think this was even revealed in the news that you know the big boys, they can unencrypt anything if they want.
That
so they can. It doesn't matter what you put up. So you can make that argument that you can never be 100% secure no matter what. But it's nice to have to just be informed. You know, just as a layperson who spend more and more time on the internet on networks that are secure or maybe not secure, you know, that they just need a, I think that it just need, they need a level of awareness and know about these tools and know about their, you know, their pluses and their minuses.
Definitely. I mean, kind of in the chat room, they're bringing up some interesting points with Tor, but they're also talking about DNS, which is kind of another thing that is extremely broken. A lot of these DDoS attacks and stuff that are currently going on are open DNS servers that they're able to use for redirect and reflection attacks, which are able to, you know, actually cause quite a bit of damage. Even Cloudflare is pretty poorly set up when it comes to their DNS servers. But you know, it's kind of a fun thing when you can exploit something like that. It's very easily fixed, but you know, at the same time gives you an ability to, if you want to flood a host or whatever you want to do.
Speaking of flooding hosts, I've got a switchboard that's starting to flood up here. Do you mind taking some calls? We got somebody on the line that has a related question.
Sure, go for it.
All right. I don't want to. I just hate letting people hang around for too long. So this is I Has Candy. We'll just have them come on and we'll get rid of them. It'll be okay. I Has Candy, you're on with Acid. Did you have something you wanted to interject?
Yeah. Good evening. I was just curious if you had any information on the attacks going on against the U.S. Army bases in Alaska, mainly Fort Richardson, Fort Greeley, and Fort Wainwright.
I've actually not heard of this. What is this just their IP traffic is being hacked currently or something?
All of these bases, their websites are currently offline.
Okay. Haven't heard that one. Japanese terror.
Oh. All right. Well, now that it's been said, if anyone has any information on this, do send me a tweet at IHasCandy, and I would appreciate it. And that's it.
kind of an interesting one that doesn't even cause that. There's like not even a reason to really attack like a military base's website. I mean, that just seems like a kind of a retarded. I mean, I've done my own attacks on the U.S. government before, but I've had a that definitely doesn't strike as like a high priority target unless you're like planning on blocking their ability to see what movie's showing at the commissary or something like that. I mean, it doesn't make a whole lot of logical sense.
That was my thoughts originally, but I did find it interesting that this many military bases are offline. I've not been able to identify any others outside of Alaska, which is another interesting fact. You know, what makes Alaska the target?
Hey, iHasCandy, are you simulcasting your show with mine right now by any chance?
No.
Okay, good. We wouldn't want you stealing my content again, goddammit.
No, not tonight. Maybe next week.
Okay, when am I supposed to be on your show again?
Tuesday night.
Okay, I'll remember to forget that. Thank you. Let's go to another call here. Let's go to Anticrisis. Anticrisis, you're on with Acid Storm. Do you have a question?
Quick question for Acid. In order of intelligence between Snowden, Assange, and Chelsea, who's the smartest?
Chelsea Clinton, that is, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's the least bright?
Well, I have to say, Assange is the least bright by himself. But collectively, you know, because he has all the other autists doing stuff for him, I think he kind of gets a little more credit. Chelsea, a.k.a. Bradley, I think would probably come in second on that. And I think Snowden, there's still more remaining out there to be leaked. So I kind of look forward to hearing about that. And, I mean, I definitely think he did what any real patriotic person would do, which is when you decide that your government is wrong. I mean, the reason why we have, you know, the right to bear arms is to go against a corrupt government. So the same thing stands in the digital age. If you're going against the government by talking about something that you've determined in your role of working for the government, then I think that is something that's fully fine. And, I mean, I definitely think there's not really the problem with the question is there's not really a sure test of intelligence for the three. Snowden's kind of showed things, you know, where he's smart at numerous points. I don't think, Chelsea, a.k.a. Bradley, was really allowed to show the intelligence level. I think it was more of a kind of fed up with the government in the sense of wires that you're reading and whatnot. But I believe that, Assange definitely he definitely puts the information out there, and you can credit him for that. But there's not a whole lot of other stuff that he's done. Like, you self-attribute yourself as a hacker, but there's not really anything of note that you can say, hey, look, I did this.
Right. So, fair enough. Good answer. Is there any veracity to the I've heard tits and tats about Snowden still accessing the NSA databases and still gathering information as he travels around where the fuck he is?
You know, I've heard some stuff about backdoors and whatnot, but I don't believe that it's actually going to – I don't think it's actually going to have any sort of effect. The problem that the NSA has – is they're dealing with so many contractors that it's so simple to just pass that information off to somebody who formerly worked with you. And, I mean, you can still safely do it. It does take 14 days to get a wiretap. So if somebody does want to pass information, okay, go get a prepaid Android, sign up for Viber, call his number. Who cares? It's over. But I definitely think he has, you know, a few more things that he wants to put out there, and the question is when and will he do that. I mean, essentially, for him being in Russia, the agreement was that he wouldn't do anything to jeopardize the U.S. Now, I mean, that's kind of a loose statement, jeopardize the U.S. I mean,
and that dynamic has clearly changed in the face of Syria.
Yeah, exactly. So that, but the original agreement for this is still that. So it's what's going to happen there. You know what I mean? Is he just going to be allowed to essentially troll the U.S. with its secrets, or is he going to be asked to leave at some point because he's antagonizing the U.S.? I mean,
right.
Honestly, I hope they just let him continue to go so Americans can find out what they need to know and we can go from there. But the question is, like, is that even going to be allowed, or are we going to see some fucking drone attack on Russia and never hear from them again?
Right. Last question. To expect, like, a static state of security in the technology world isn't realistic, is it? I mean, people have to be starting to look at this thing like the drug war, like just back and forth, you know, who stays ahead.
I mean, it definitely is. I mean, the thing is, we've been in cyber war for so many years. It's just so many people are clueless about the fact. If you go to any university in U.S. and pay attention to computer labs, to the different ethnicities and the breakdown, and then the random times when they will all disappear from the school. I remember in 2008, 2009, you know, they were completely booked at, like, USC's computer labs and stuff, and you're talking about a large number of Chinese students, and then all of a sudden, everybody disappeared. A lot of students' visas and stuff were pulled. And it's like, what was the reasoning behind that? Like, and then more attacks started to happen on, you know, U.S. assets, essentially, in the internet realm. And I believe that, you know, yeah, we've been at war with various factions for quite a long time. I believe that's why we initially created that cyber czar position, which has done absolutely fuck all for us. I mean, you don't actually see or hear anything decent in terms of the U.S. of what's going on there. So, I mean, it's a question of, what's going to happen. So, I mean...
Right on. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the answers.
No problem, David.
Right on. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Anti-Crisis. Right on, Anti-Crisis. Let's move along. We have another call here from Hammurabi's Code. Welcome, Hammurabi's Code. Unmute yourself, Hammurabi's Code.
Yeah, I'm not hearing you, man.
Hello, Hammy, going once, going twice. Unmute yourself, Hammy. Are you there or not? You're unmuted on my side. Okay, we lost Hammy. All right.
Fuck.
Are you there, Hammy?
Yeah.
Okay, you're live on the air with Acid Storm. Do you have anything you'd like to interject here?
Bullshit, cock-sucking dick lovers. Yeah, no,
hey, Mom.
It's been pretty fucking interesting. So you're thinking the issues with Tor is people using Tor to botnet shit.
Well, I'm not thinking the issue with Tor is that. I'm thinking the issue is that people are running the botnets are reliant solely on Tor as a mean of security. But, I mean, the people using botnets over Tor, I mean, it's a perfectly fine idea. I started the use of web bots long before anybody else got the idea. I gave the idea to Omega 2, which is R22. I gave the idea to him. He released the first public web bot. That would have been like 2005, 2006. But then from there, I mean, there's peer-to-peer has worked well. Problem with peer-to-peer is we were only able to connect between like 4,000 to 5,000 bots together on these individual small nodes, which I mean is fine if you're doing attacks or something like that, because 5,000 bots is more than enough to destroy most targets. But if you're looking at other stuff, like you're actually trying to make it work like a true botnet, and rather than a drone net where these things are acting together, I mean, yeah, you're definitely entering into a problem. Like if I'm trying to say teardrop brute force something, for example, and I'm sitting there just with only 4,000 to 5,000 hosts because that's all peer-to-peer allowed me, then that's definitely problematic. I mean, when you're getting into Tor, you know, they're just able to anonymize where the traffic's actually going at the server level. So they do get some anonymity, but of course, you know, this is all finely veiled. I mean, it's going to unravel pretty soon.
Yeah, I think I know a few people who would disagree with that theory vehemently, but either way, back in your day, I'm guessing you're lucky to pull like a couple gigabits per second, and I mean now, heck, the planets, you know, at one point had a terabit or a terabyte at once, which you can't really use.
you can effectively use it if you look at the attack against spam owls. I mean, you're attacking internet exchanges at that point. And I had way more than gigabits a second. I pled guilty to 250,000 bots in 6 days. The feds estimated the number well over 300 million based on unique IP addresses. So it actually wasn't a problem. I attacked a target one time, took out all northeastern Canada. I attacked a target, I took out the UK.
That would be the problem.
I mean, that's what happens when you have massive botnets, is you take out a small target and you're just overkilling. You're fucking killing a pinata with a fucking Abrams tank. I mean, it's just complete overkill.
Yeah. So, I mean, Nick had a real serious question. What do we do about rerouting the quantum computing rape jokes? I mean, that's a serious dilemma here. And if we can't anonymize, who's going to tell rape jokes?
It's just going to happen. Unless you
hit
the maple.
Oh, I'm sure once people like Vizfa Show and Manicorn leave the scene, their legacy will inspire others to pick up the torch. I'm not worried about that.
You can't just leave a scene, and you can't arrest a scene. Just people and ideas. You can totally arrest ideas. I want to put that out there. You can definitely arrest ideas. It's been done.
I mean, that's the idea behind digital, you know, activism or hacktivism in general, though. I mean, you can continue. I mean, if one person goes down, they're not taking the head. They're only taking that one person. It's about keeping it live and keeping it active, but at
unless
the same time, keeping it with meaning. Yeah, as long as it's not Sabu, which fuck him and his cousin. So we'll leave it there.
What about Mir too? Is it Josh?
I don't know on that one. I'd be worried still. But
yeah.
even HTTP, I mean, you got to kind of worry about what's going on with HTTP. It's like fucking Zkill and Aurora got raided at DEF CON for carding pizza.
I remember that. I heard that. I was there. I wasn't there, but I was in Vegas at the time and heard about that.
Carded pizzas to somebody?
No, they carded pizzas to their own hotel room and got banned by the FBI.
Amateur,
I mean,
dude.
This is HTTP. I mean, like, then you've got, I don't know if, I'm going to link it in chat, but let's see if I can find it. Oh, what the fuck? Og. See if we can find XD. Yeah, there we go. Actant. Okay, there we go. Valhalla. So it's valhalla.allalla.com. This is the wonderful autist XD who hangs around with a mouse who pretty much was responsible for quite a few people getting busted in Bot Roast 1 and Bot Roast 2 and claims he's kind of the I am part of the AGO bot team and all sorts of other crap, but there wasn't really anything interesting there. Looks like his site is giving issues now and no longer is there. Let's see if it goes back on the main link. But there we go. Aurora and his faggot tranny girlfriend. Okay, there we go. I'll link that back in chat. But essentially, yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely some skill behind HTTP, but I'd kind of worry about its architecture and its infrastructure right now. In fact, let's see if we can get somebody from HTTP to call in.
You should get DocSpin to totally call in.
I was trying to get KMS to call in, but Nakash, I think would be an interesting person to talk to.
He'll never ever call in. I guarantee you that.
Peanutter was supposed to be on the call, but apparently he kind of disappeared. But yeah, essentially what happened is HackNet was hacked by HTTP. And then reversed its autism, saying we weren't hacked, and back and forth and back and forth. But if you actually look at some of the stuff HTTP's done, like Linode, Linode was a very big one, and kind of led the way to one of the topics of subject, which is DPS security. So essentially you have various companies who rely on different vendors for either their ticketing or whatever, and at the end of the day are leading their hypervisors vulnerable.
Wait a second. Hang on. Wait. What'd you just say?
I said VPS providers utilizing different stuff for ticketing.
No. Before that.
Which portion?
I think you said something about something at the end of the day.
Security? Oh, it's one of the topics of the day from the show.
Yeah, but technically you violated one of the rules of the program, so you're going to be in timeout, Acid. I'm sorry, this applies to guests. This is nothing personal. I'm just enforcing the laws. I'm a benevolent dictator. I do allow cussing, four-letter words, three-letter agencies. It doesn't matter, but there are a few buzzwords that you're going to have to get used to here. So you're going to go on timeout, Acid. No, nothing personal. Please don't hacksaw me. This is just me enforcing the rules. If you don't know, I'm a benevolent dictator. I'm a fascist. I'm an avowed fascist. Your free speech ends when you enter my chat room and or call into my show. Okay. I guess this is a good time to do my disclaimer. The views and opinions on this show are not reflective of the views and opinions of Vincent the Bay, Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio's staff, sponsors, or supporters, and they are the views and opinions of the individuals expressing them only. So there you have it. Also, quickly, you cannot say the word literally. You cannot say at the end of the day. You cannot say in terms of. You can't give shout-outs. We don't do shout-outs. We do big-ups or props. Instead of that, there's a few other things, but they're minor. But that's it. I hate it when I have guests who violate the rules. It's really unfortunate. I had a great show. This is a great show, too, by the way. But I had a fantastical show a couple weeks ago with Staff Sergeant Biggs, who was the friend of Michael Hastings, the journalist that died in a untimely car crash. Epic guest, great guest, good guy, very, very, very great guy, good energy, good, very positive, very serious, though. And I put him on timeout for saying, I think, at the end of the day or in terms of or something. And it's nothing personal. It really isn't. It's just I'm enforcing the rules. And if I were to bend them for, say, a celebrity like Acid Storm or somebody else, then it would just set a bad precedent. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I got a quick question here from a guest. Somebody in chat asks, so what started the fascism? Because you realize that I would spend 2 hours doing it on purpose, right? I don't know why you would do it 2 hours on purpose. I guess I'm doing it on purpose, too. Everybody, Melinda is crazy, and she hates Michelle Hussein Obama. Let's just put that out there. Oh, I want to do a quick disclaimer. People heard because for retards and noobs, you heard Acid Storm refer to what did he refer to? He referred to FTP. And for noobs and retards and not, you know, lay people that are not elite hacksaws or not part of, don't know the lingo. HTTP, yes, thank you. Hack the planet. Thank you, Niglick. Niglick, HTTP, hack the planet. It's not hyper transfer protocol or whatever the fuck, you know. Melinda asks, can we have a show in which you rape me? Melinda, can we have a show in which you rape me? No, I don't think that's gonna happen. Well, first of all, it requires you to call in, which you have never done. Melinda is probably one of my longest all-time listeners, and she's never, ever called in. Don't call me crazy, she says. You are crazy. You're crazy if you don't call in. She's hilarious, though. She's got this weird thing for about Michelle Hussein Obama. So just bear with me. Okay. All right, Acid, you're back off timeout. I've vamped long enough. Thanks for being a good sport.
No problem. Still able to chat.
Good. I'm glad you're having fun in there. Okay, we're going to take more calls. Let's go to WVU Soldier. Welcome to the show, WV Soldier. You're on with Acid and myself, Vincent Bay. Hey.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Not too bad. How's it going with you?
Oh, it's been a while. Been a lot of stuff called in. Loving you all.
Yeah, it's great
you
to have you here.
Well,
Hammurabi's here, too.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, Hammy?
Return my call.
Hey, Dick, I tried to.
Hey, this is a radio program. You guys can do all that butt tickling.
I'll go back on mute.
Yeah, go. Yeah,
we'll take care of that after this phone call. It's no big deal.
Yeah, that's offline stuff. Hang on a second. Melinda asks, will you rape me, come on my face, penetrate my puss? Yeah, absolutely. Okay, continue. Soldier, WVU Soldier.
No, here we go. Hey, I started calling in when you guys were talking about Syria.
Yeah.
Anybody who doesn't know anything about me, Syria is where I live and breathe. I've been living and breathing Syria for the last 6 months. I know quite a bit about it, and that's what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an opinion on it. If we go, I will be in Syria, and then I'll call into Vincent the Bay from Syria should I need to.
That would be epic.
I've called into your show from Afghanistan before, so this shouldn't surprise
anybody. I was probably too stoned to remember. It doesn't matter, but
happened. I called into your show from Afghanistan. It's no big deal. But I may know.
I get people coming
but
from
no,
all
so serious. So serious is a thing, and that's why I called in. You guys were talking about Syria, and I'm here to talk about Syria, really.
Okay.
If you guys got
right,
questions, you want to yell at the administration, I can yell at the administration with you. You want to yell at the opposition, I can yell at the opposition with you. I can fight both sides. And as a guy who would go on the ground should we ever need to, I've got a lot to say about it.
Is there any way
and
we
I've
can
been studying for the last 6 months?
Is there
this
any
is my
way
thing,
we can coordinate
so.
A campaign? Is there any way we can coordinate a campaign to get Piers Morgan off the air?
We should do that. Here's a question, dude. Hey, Hammy, or both of you guys, are you pro or against going to Syria? Are you pro or against us dropping bombs on Syria the way Obama wants us to?
I don't know that we'll actually drop bombs.
But are you pro or against the plan the way it is? I'll just argue the opposite. outside. I don't really care what it is. I'm going to do it for the sake of radio. So what do you think about Syria?
I'd say let them bomb the shit out of each other. We can fucking hang out here and make hot dogs.
I agree. So you're down with the idea. The problem with that idea is chemical weapons, right? For the sake of humanity's purpose, humanity has not allowed chemical weapons to be used in war since World War I. It's like even Hitler, while Hitler gassed Jews, sure, he didn't use chemical weapons in World War II, even at the last gasps of the Nazi regime. Nobody has ever used chemical weapons in this sort of way. Saddam Hussein did some shit against Kurds. Everybody's paid the consequence of using chemical weapons. Should we kind of, as a human race, not just as Americans, but as a human race, should we allow somebody to be allowed to melt the face off of their opponents? As a guy who goes into those trenches, that's kind of a problem for me. I would prefer that somebody just shoot me and not melt my goddamn face off. So are we cool with what's going to happen? If he gets to use chemical weapons and we don't do anything about it, we as a human race don't do anything about it, what does it say the next
guy? If that was the real reason.
Just to that argument. Yeah, there's plenty of reasons to go. And I'm not trying to sit here and defend every reason to go. By the way, my personal position is don't go. But I can argue both sides. Are you comfortable with the idea that if we fucking don't do something about the use of chemicals, as a human race, we have not allowed chemical weapons since World War I. In World War I, we melted the faces off of each other. That was a really shitty time. And as a guy who's going to fight the next war, I really would prefer I get shot than have my face melted off. That's something that we've done as a human race, and it's been really cool. I would love to get to the point where as a human race we don't shoot each other. But it's a benefit that as a human race we are no longer melting each other's faces off. If we're going to allow somebody to melt the faces off of his opponent today, what's going to stop the next guy from melting the faces off of his opponents tomorrow? Are you cool with that? What are we going to do about the fact?
I'm totally cool with it. I'm totally cool with it, bro. Hey, can you do me a favor, WVU's beta soldier? Is your wife close by?
No, that's a separate conversation. No, she's in Washington.
There's no way you can put your wife
on
the phone real quick?
If you've seen me self-destruct on Twitter recently, it's because I'm in a little bit of an emotional turmoil right now.
Okay, fine.
Find a hooker.
All right. Well, then I guess I'll just ask you straight, point blank.
Yeah, go ahead.
What have you been drinking tonight?
I've had some Bud Lights while I was watching football.
Oh, my God. Football has been on for 27 hours already. What time did you start?
I started drinking at about 6, and I said pretty lightly. Go ahead. What's going on, Vince? What are you trying to get at?
I don't know. You just sound a little bit inebriated because I've met you in real life when you are inebriated, and this is kind of what you sound like.
Roger, you've seen me both ways. No, absolutely. Slightly, so sure.
Okay, because you already divulged what you were drinking, because if not, I was going to play the game I used to play with Assert MacFags.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm definitely inebriated. Not terribly intoxicated, but yeah, no. Sorry, I missed it. Sorry, I shouldn't have given it away.
No worries. Just don't let it happen again, please. Thank you.
Okay. It'll be
we're already in hour number two. I can't believe it. WVU Soldier, do you want to stick around for a bit, or what's up?
Yeah, I'll hang out. No big deal.
All right, perfect. You hang out. Hammurabi's here. Acid's here. I'm here. We're in hour number two. There's less than an hour to go. 50 minutes left. Acid, what kind of music are you into?
What kind of music? I listen to pretty big variety. I listen to a bunch of dubstep stuff, a bunch of various trance stuff, like Infected Mushroom. I love Infected Mushroom. Then old school stuff, because I'm a high school student from the 90s, so stuff like Metallica, Nirvana, then Nine Inch Nails, Live, all sorts of stuff. Just kind of depends on my mood.
Right on, dude. I hate dubstep. I'm sorry.
What's your musical preference?
I like Metallica and that stuff you were talking about from the 90s.
Yeah, it kind of just depends.
It totally depends, dude. I actually have been back into... I've kind of gotten back into to Metallica phase as of recently myself. But I don't like to play them on here.
Old stuff.
Old stuff, dude. Like the first, three, four albums, and that's it. I also like the Garage Days.
Yeah, Garage Days is pretty good.
That's a good one too. And I love that. I don't know if you've seen it on YouTube, but somebody took one of the tracks from Guitar Hero, which has all the individual like bass, drums, guitar, everything isolated, and they remixed the song and pulled up the bass track in the mix so you can actually hear it. That's pretty cool. It's called Metallica with Enhanced Bass. I think it's a bunch of songs from Justice for All.
I'm going to have to check that.
Yeah. I'm not going to play Metallica though because they don't need the PR. What was the other shit you
No,
liked?
They don't. I like a little bit of everything: Infected Mushroom, Live, Nine Inch Nails, Korn, Tool. I like a little bit of everything. Just kind of depends on the day.
Mm-hmm. I can deal with some Nine Inch Nails. Maybe we'll listen to some Nine Inch Nails. And come back with Acid, Hammurabi's Code, WVU Soldier, and then we're gonna add on to the panel our good friend Old Rooter, and more. There's other people holding, so be patient if you're holding and stick around. There's more to come on Mega Show. Be right back. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And tweet out this show. Tweet out the link to this show. There's fucking buttons and shit. And Facebook it. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Okay, and unmuted. Wow. Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm back. Did you miss me? I think we need to do a updated chat room roll call. Once again, thank you to all the beautiful people in the chat room. Some of you who've been here since the beginning of the show, I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you haven't all fallen asleep yet. I'm enjoying it. I'm having a good time. I'm learning a thing or two. And I'm excited for the conversation to continue here. Once again, if you want to tweet out the show, please do so now. Very excited to have on my panel tonight my special guest, Acid Storm. Also, we have Hammurabi's Code, WVU Beta Soldier, on the line. And we're going to welcome Ole Reuter on in a second. We've been discussing quite a few topics this evening. We've touched on cyber warfare, Syrian Electronic Army, botnets, the GCSB passing in New Zealand, and various other topics relating to that and whatnot. So if you want to join this conversation, don't be shy. There's 40 minutes left. It's 347-826-7667. And I'm going to bring back Acid. Welcome back, Acid. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We also have Hammurabi's Code. Welcome back, Hammy.
How's it going, Vince?
Oh, it's going well. It's going well. I think it's been a pretty good broadcast so far.
It's 4:20 somewhere in the world. It's time to smoke.
Oh, dude, bro. 4:20, bro. Dude. We also have on our distinguished panel tonight, WVU Beta Soldier. Welcome back, WVU Beta Soldier.
Hello, all. How are we doing?
Doing fantastic. And I also want to welcome to the show, longtime friend of the show and a fellow Blog Talk Radio personality and Blog Talk Radio host in his own right. I'm talking about Ole Reuter. Welcome, Ole Reuter. Ole Reuter, are you there? Earth to Ole Reuter, are you there? Did he go to sleep?
He must have mini cam too. That shit'll fuck you.
Ole Reuter, Earth to Ole Reuter, can you hear me?
Up.
Okay, going once, Ole Reuter. Going twice, Ole Reuter. Are you there, Ole Reuter? Okay, gone. Hopefully he'll figure it out and call back in. All right, let's take another call. Block caller, unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this? caller.
Nobody.
That's all Reuter, too.
That's not all Reuter. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello. Caller, block number, you're on the air. You just called in a second ago. Are you there? Okay, maybe not. Wow, people are bashful, I guess. That's all right. They're intimidated by our manlyhood. What can you say? Anyway, 347-826-7667 is the number. Don't be shy. I think we might have I Has Candy back. Go ahead, I Has Candy. Are you on? Is that you? Oh, what a piece of shit. You're not even going to talk, dude? All right, fucking get out of here, dude. Okay, let's take another call. Block
so
number.
So much potential and so much time.
Caller, you're on. You're on. Who's this?
Zen.
Hey, Zen, what's going on?
Nothing, just bored. I have nothing else to do, so I call in.
Oh, that's reassuring. You're so bored that you resorted to calling the show.
I missed you. Does that count for anything?
Can you say it and breathe really heavy and moan a little bit?
I really, really, really missed you.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. That's good. I'm just gonna loop that soundbite over and over tonight.
Hey, I can do one better. You want me to do one better?
Absolutely. Yes, please.
Okay. Vince, I missed you so, so, so much. Is that good?
Oh, yeah. One more time.
Vince, oh, God, I missed you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
What are we talking about tonight?
Anyway, we're talking about stuff, Syria.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's nothing big. It's whatever. What are you up to?
I just got out of rehab. I'm doing good.
Oh, that's always a good thing. I'm glad. Was it a success? You're doing okay?
I'm doing good. I've been clean for like 3 weeks now.
Congratulations. That's great.
I know. I'm proud of myself.
What do you normally do? What drugs do you normally use?
That's kind of personal, but
that's acid you're talking to right there. You're talking to acid a lot. You're on with acid. Hammurabi's code. WVU soldier who is the opposite of you. He's not sober whatsoever, and me and you.
Hammurabi's on.
Yeah.
Sober.
He's been checking up on me. Well, I'm not a drinker, let's put it that way. I don't mind pot, but it's not my drug. So you got a couple choices there.
I prefer pot.
Yeah, I prefer pot too.
I don't mind it. It's just not my thing.
I mean, other things work every now and again. You know, a good line of coke. Something, but you know, it's one of those.
I do miss my Zannies, however. I was a big Zanny fan.
Oh yeah, you know, I like that stuff too. But you know what? I get what do you call it? Immune to it really quick, and I end up having to take like a whole bottle just to pass out.
Yeah, well, guess what? That didn't work out so well for me.
No. High five.
Not cool. I know. My bad. Too bad. I wish I could share some of my tolerance to you. With you, I'm a big guy, so I can tolerate stuff.
I think I just got forgetful and kept taking them. You know, I was like, oh, I'm still not high yet. Let's take a couple more. Next thing I knew, I was like, good morning, I'm in a hospital. What the fuck? Whoopsie.
I want to relay a message from the chat room. Melinda says, she said, Vince, tell these people that I've been supporting your show since it started. Yes. Melinda has been supporting my show since it started. And she says they need to understand that. People, you need to understand. Melinda has been here since the get-go. She's one of my first listeners and longest listeners, and also has never called the show. Long time listener, never time caller.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird. She has weird questions. She's really obsessed with Michelle Hussein Obama too, which that's not really her name. I think she's racist, but she looks in her picture. She looks like she's Asian, so she shouldn't be racist. What the fuck? Although that's a misnomer. I know a lot of Asian folks who are racist as fuck.
Well, something about the slanted eyes.
Dude, see, you're racist.
Just a little bit, not bad.
Yeah, everybody's a little racist. There's nothing wrong with that. That's normal.
Boy, everyone's being quiet, aren't they?
Because they're all fapping to your voice right now, like I just did.
You made me almost spit out my pop.
I just came before everybody else. It was a quickie. It's easy with you. Let's take more calls, shall we?
I concur.
All right, especially we got another caller, unscreened caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi, that's you. Who is this? What's on your mind?
Hi, my name is Nikesh. I'm actually a member and a co-founder of Hack the Planet. You might have heard of us.
Is there some way you can verify that this is Nikesh? I don't believe you.
Well, come on, WTF. What the fuck's IRC and send me a private message.
What's that? No, I'm not going on IRC.
What the fuck's IRC and send me a private message.
Why don't you just...
Is anybody already in there? Because I'll sign in. I'll sign in.
That's actually not him.
You can have Hammy or Spyco also message me on Jabber, because I'm online right now. Anyway, yeah, I heard you guys were talking about HTTP, so I wanted to join the conversation.
All right. Yeah,
Okay, yeah, so is everybody here familiar with what I do, what we do, HTTP?
Not exactly.
So what this is we're about to talk to HTTP.
Okay, Syrian targets. Right now we're actually gonna. What's that?
I said that we're getting straight from. This is you're like the FTP ombudsman. This is great. You please break it down for us.
Well, basically, I mean, have you ever been? You've been to Doxman before, right? Obviously.
Yeah, fortunately, I have been there a few times.
Fortunately, well, I think it's a good thing. I mean, it's an open sort of information spot that we use for storing docs. It's multiplayer. Anybody can add docs. Anybody can submit information. We review that to make sure whether or not it's correct. But most of the time, we tend to get some really good information. I mean, I have Obama's Social Security number. I actually opened up a new line of credit in his SSN last week and bought a fishing boat and went on a fishing trip.
Jesus.
With
Christ.
Han. Michael Dean Major.
Did we card pizza to our hotel rooms?
We carded pizza to our hotel rooms.
I'm on What the Puck's net. I'm checking on DocSpin. Verify as you do your screening real quick.
Just send me a private message.
Nope. You're not verified.
You're not verified at all.
No, I am. I've been verified, dude. I will send you shelter right now. Send me a private message. Look, I'm calling bullshit. You didn't even try to verify me.
I just tried to verify
you. Sir, I'm going to let you know right now that I am a premium MIRC user, okay? I have a license from Khalid Martin Bay himself.
You're a faker. You're not Nakash.
Not at all, sir.
I really thought you were Nakash. I got really excited.
I am going to hack you, sir. I will load up Megas right now, okay? I will put some choke out of you, fucking pussy.
Are you going to spirally inject a spiral the butthole into his anal cavity?
I am going to inject a fucking IDS-evading polymorphic fucking transsexual dildo in your anal cavity, sir. I have your docs, okay?
Please don't.
I have your docs right here, sir. SWAT team is coming.
Listen, it's not complicated. I went on to a channel that he owns. I tried to verify with him. He has told me...
You don't even know how to... Sir, you don't even have an MIRC license. You're not allowed to come on our network without an MIRC license, sir. It's a blatant lie.
You're not him.
Sir, you don't even have a license.
First, Nakesh would never call me, sir. Yeah, I know you're a fake. You're a fake. Just go.
I really wish you were Nakesh, though.
I understand that you're upset right now.
Well, That's blue balls.
No, seriously, though, this is actually in a cache. PM me on Jabber.
I don't jibber jabber. I don't do any of that shit, dude. I don't even Craigslist, bro.
I use Craigslist to actually hold all of my CP.
See, right there, I know. See, I know you're not Nate Cash right there, because Nate Cash, I don't think he's sexual at all. He's like asexual. he hung up. Fucking pussy. Oh,
that was
funny though. That caught me off guard. I really, my heart skipped a beat for a second. I was like, oh shit, it's Nate Cash. Why would somebody fake being Nate Cash though? That's so stupid. You're just asking for Nate Cash to figure out who. It's got to be one of his buddies or something. Because why would somebody do something stupid like that?
If that's KMS,
not him. I wish it was. I wish Nate Cash would come hang out, but whatever.
Acid, was that KMS?
He's listening, by the way. He's listening, and so people in that chat room.
KMS was invited, but I don't know if he's actually called in. I would like him to call in again, if so, because KMS usually has something ballsy to say.
Mm-hmm. Acid, are you the same Acid that's on Dogspin right now?
Of course I am.
Oh, I'm just checking.
Three four seven eight two six seven six six seven is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. You know, I think that was that. If that wasn't KMS, it was probably one of one of evil Ihaz Candy's evil henchmen. I don't know.
Nat Cash says it's KMS, by the way.
It's KMS. Okay, and they're buddies, I bet, right?
Yeah,
so he's trolling.
It doesn't matter about buddies or anything. This is the internet where we all tend to act autistic on our own days, and sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's not. That one was kind of amusing.
Oh, great! So Nate Cash, the real Dogspin has already tweeted with and tagged me in this. He said more of the guy who posed as me on Vince in the Bay can be found here. And he puts a link on Dogspin, so he's already. 30 dog, within
nice.
A minute, 30 dogs, the guy who posed as him. So, wow. And that's just like bros, like, having fun.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Welcome to the internet.
Welcome to the internet.
It's sick humor. Okay, so Dogspin says. Dogspin says he's 99.9999% sure it's KMS, and he says they are not friends, but he still...
It's not a docs drop. It's just an MP3 link, though.
Yeah, so whatever it is, he says he acknowledges that despite that, he thinks KMS is funny. He laughed. So what? That's the closest we're ever going to get to Nate Cash calling in. So,
yeah, pretty much.
I hope you enjoyed that.
I hope so.
What you don't like Nate Cash?
Everybody loves him.
Invited me to prom, and then 20 minutes later said, "Oh, I got actually my first choice came back and changed his mind, so I can't go with you."
Nakash is a lot cooler. Well, Nakash is grown up. I fucking enjoy the dude now. I didn't like him 5 years ago, but he's a cool dude now.
Oh, I hate him. I think I hate him. I can't stand him. I he's my made my life living hell. He just called me a retard, dude. He's also that's an MP3, you retard. My bad for not being secure and not being stupid and clicking on a Dogspin link. Are you kidding me?
Oh. Man, so you really, you're angry because he calls you a retard.
Don't
be a long internet. There's a lot of things that happen on the internet, Derek. What are you going to do about that?
I don't.
You got
well,
VG, right?
Can we
You got your Microsoft Security Essentials.
Got duped for a second by one, by somebody trying to troll DocSpin. All right, let's just acknowledge that and move on. I'm already getting DMs from people that are butthurt about shit that hasn't even been said about them yet.
Oh, jeez.
That's pretty fucking hilarious.
People are getting preemptively butthurt in my DMs. I can't even believe, like, people we aren't even talking about. It's like they want us to talk about them. It's so retarded, some of these people with their fame whoring. It's so crazy. Why aren't you giving me attention? Why are you talking about
them?
What's
the best one of them?
Who wants attention? Let's give them some attention.
I'm not going to give this person attention. No way. Fuck no. There's a couple of them, actually. There's several.
If
you just knew what I knew.
I'm glad I'm so good
about people's privacy, too. Oh, I will only cross the line in extreme circumstances, but wow. But whatever.
So we call you NSA in the Bay, bro.
That's the first time I heard that.
That is a great thing.
Well,
hey, we keep that going.
There's some credence to that because it's basically, and I hope people that didn't know this know this now. It's a known fact that not only are the open chats all logged, but all the whispers, all the private messages, everything that you type into Blog Talk Radio is logged, and I have an all-seeing eye. Let's just put it that way. And
when you do come in the chat room, I'm going to come in as Sabu, and you're going to come in as Topiary, and we're going to have some DMs that are going to blow Vince's mind.
That's WVU Soldier, by the way, everybody. We got WVU Soldier out with Zen, Hammy, Acid Storm.
There you go, name dropping.
Yeah. Well, no, I like to get people because people come in and out of the show. There's usually a lot of guys in the same age range and demographic that call in, and sometimes their voices get muddled, and I like to, kind of do a radio reset, is what they say, like remind people who's on, who's talking, especially if somebody hasn't talked for a while, and all of a sudden they chime in, and people are like, ooh, what's up, you know? It just helps people out. Really, that's my, I'm a facilitator. I'm just here to do the, I'm just hosting. Yeah, I'm here to support you guys.
Thank you, sir. You're a good man. We love your
support. Vince always takes care of us.
Oh, yeah. I'll take care of you in the green room, too, later. So
we have naughty green room times.
Oh, God, we're so overdue for that.
I know, and then everyone takes over the show, and we're just chatting away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about Syria. That's
kind of why I called it. What about Syria, dude? So let's check this out. Can we talk hypothetical with you about Syria?
Sure.
Go for it.
All right. Let's say that, okay, Congress, this is what I'm envisioning, all right? So Congress will initially vote this down. Obama will do another. They will. So it'll be symbolic more than anything. People will just be like, all right, the people have spoken, which is what they did.
I really hope Congress votes this down, regardless of my personal opinion. Can I finish?
All right, so basically, I liken this to TARP, because that's what they did with TARP originally. Originally, the House voted it down. So then they rewrote it, threw in some pork for enough people to get on board to pass it again. And then they passed it a week later, dude. That's exactly what's going to happen here. They're going to have a symbolic victory that they'll hype up, and then on the DL a week later they'll pass a porked up version of it, and the media will be complicit as they normally are. But hypothetically though, let's say that happens though. Let's say it eventually comes
in from fucking Obama, who's like the only person that like supposedly voted no for Iraq. The fucking irony is one of the
parties.
You didn't vote for shit,
man. I voted no for Iraq, and I still won.
He was a state senator back there, dude.
Let's
He had no binding votes whatsoever to have anything to do with that war.
The coolest thing about what's going on now, what really excites me, regardless of my personal opinion, whether we should or shouldn't do research in Syria, is this conflict between the Senate and between Congress and the presidency. We have gone to war, essentially every war we've gone to, the wars that I've been involved in. The Iraq war was clearly a war. The Afghan war was clearly a war. And if it wasn't, somebody should have informed the people I was fighting against because they were trying to kill me. They were clearly wars. What excites me is this idea where we have the Congress is now actually getting themselves informed, and they have to do this thing where they're going to vote as to whether we're going to go to war or not. That hasn't happened since before the Korean War. The last war that America voted
That's technically not true. They did a symbolic vote in 2003 for the second Iraq war.
We had authorization to go, but it was not.
Like Bush had the advantage of a Congress that both House and Senate that leaned his way, so he could just get it rubber stamped.
They were cheap rubber stamps. What I want is the Congress to take responsibility, take ownership of getting us into conflicts. Since the Korean War, the ownership of getting us into conflicts has rested with the executive branch. And that's not the way essentially the founders kind of framed the damn thing. I want the elected representatives in Congress to take ownership of it. They've been able to just kind of skate by on the damn thing. I'm really hopeful that Congress votes no, because if the president continues to push us into this thing, regardless of whether it's right or wrong, that presents a really interesting circumstance, constitutionally speaking. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to America if Congress votes no for a wartime action and the president does it anyway? What does America do? That's a constitutional crisis that we're going to have a really cool time. We're going to have to sit here and we're going to have to debate it as a people if that circumstance happens. And I think that the union becomes a better union if we have that discussion, because we haven't had the discussion yet. We were able to go into Korea as a result of – that was a police action. We were able to call the Korean War, not a war, but a police action. So let's actually have that discussion. Let's give Congress the powers that we told Congress that we're going to have via the Constitution, and let's hold our representatives accountable. Listen, if you want to send me to war, cool. I'll go to war regardless of my personal opinions. I'll go, regardless of how I feel about the damn thing. But let's give Congress their congressional powers, and let's take that out of the hands of the executive. Gets to execute a war however he sees fit, but the Congress has to authorize it. We haven't had that, and I'm excited to see it happen. How about that? Did I lose everybody?
No, you didn't lose
anybody. Yeah, can you repeat the question?
No,
can you repeat the part? Can you repeat the part after my bomb rip?
Sorry, everybody talk at the same time. Go ahead.
Hey, Zen, what's your Twitter account, name again?
Zenobia.
Oh, with the zero, right, instead of an L?
Yes,
there it is.
And not the D, not the fucking stupid shit that somebody put out there. It's with the B.
It's _ZEN0BIA.
Yep. That's me.
Oh, shit. I don't even know if this is John Deason.
Tell me about it, man.
I'm not being nearly gay enough.
Luckily, we only have 15 minutes left. Less than 15 minutes to go. This has been fun, though. I'm glad we've got a great.
Sorry, I monopolized it. I was hoping for a debate, douchebags.
Yeah. Who's gonna?
Well, there's not really a debate there because, I mean, honestly, if Congress votes it down, then it's going to lead to the executive branch taking that power, and then that's going to create a whole conflict. And it
so
really
if that
is.
Happens, if, by the way, if that happens, in my personal opinion, Obama should be appropriately impeached.
Exactly.
That's the power of Congress. It's the power of Congress to engage in war. If Congress votes down war and a president engages in it, that would be a violation of his power.
And you know it's probably going to happen. I mean, just look at the way everything's been pulling out so far.
I hope it does. I hope it does. By the way, my personal opinion, I'll go ahead and expose that. Now, my personal opinion, I do not believe that it is appropriate for anybody to ever use chemical weapons anywhere. And I believe as mankind, we should stand up against it anytime it happens. And I personally am for precision strikes. I personally believe that precision strikes in Syria are a good idea. But if Congress votes no, it's not the president's prerogative to engage in that. And I'm excited to see that happen. I hope Congress votes no. I hope Congress votes against it. I hope the president doesn't hear anyone. I hope we have that discussion. As a people, because I think that'll lead to extremely robust and fruitful discussion for the union.
Oh, people will be infuriated.
Absolutely, and we'll have to delineate the powers of the presidency and the powers of Congress, and we'll actually have to have those discussions. And we haven't had those discussions since World War II, so it's good to throw them out in the air. And how many wars have we had since World War II? We've had Vietnam. Hundreds and thousands of soldiers have died since World War II, almost solely on the privilege of the president, regardless of which
or
president.
Or at least the executive branch, not necessarily the president.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And there are certain things, right? Listen, if you want to send a bunch of Marines to a very quick area to solve a very quick problem, that is absolutely necessary to the security of the United States. It's actually fine. That's the prerogative of the president. But nobody has delineated where, like, these short skirmishes stop and a full-blown war start. So now we have a chance to have that discussion, have a chance to delineate that as a people, as a United States people, and I'm looking forward to it. So like I said, I am completely for precision bombing in Syria. I also very much hope that Congress was against that, because the health of my union is more important than chemical weapons in Syria. So I hope that we have a discussion here in America, and then I hope that we get to stop people from ever using chemical weapons anywhere in the world.
Unfortunately, that's never going to happen, but it would be very nice.
Well, I have the benefit of winning, I think, either way in this discussion. Like I said, I am pro-engagement. I hope we do. At the best case scenario, I think, for America in this circumstance, is for America to vote no, is for Congress to vote no, and then for the president to go anyway. Because then we get to punish the bad guy who did the bad thing. And then we get to have a constitutional question amongst yourselves as to what are the rights of Congress, what are the rights of the president? Does Congress matter? And we actually have to answer that question because we've been a joke about this since World War II. So it'll be cool to see it. It'll be cool to see it fleshed out and in public. That'll be a really cool conversation. I'm looking forward to it. I hope it happens. I hope the next time that we commit U.S. soldiers to a sustained action, it requires congressional input.
Approval.
But those are the, the House of Representatives is the closest you get to being part of the decision-making process, right? You get to vote them in every 2 years. It's insane. Those are the guys that are going to be those are the guys in the knee jerk of America. They're there for that reason. So use them for that. That's what they're there for. I'm looking forward to what happens, and I hope it works.
Hey,
either way,
man,
it's going to
Zenobia.
Be very interesting. Next 10.
What kind of music do you like?
Music-wise,
yeah,
I like metal and heavy metal. country a little bit. A little bit of everything, really. Like, I'm into Tech N9ne.
Oh, you brought a thought poor girl in here who likes country. Hi, I'm from West Virginia. We might have to talk later.
All right.
Yeah, sorry. No country western or any of that stuff.
I do like country. I can't help it, you know.
Yeah. I might have some Johnny Cash or something.
I like your animation to be. I'm not as good as that one.
I do like Tech N9ne, though. If you played Tech N9ne, that would make my day.
Like
dysfunctional?
I don't think I have any Tech N9ne. Sorry. Let me double check, though, but I'm pretty sure I don't.
You're going to have to get some.
All right, I'll see what I can do. Let's go around the horn and get final thoughts. We'll start off with Hammurabi's Code. Hammy, final thoughts.
I love snow neighbors and weed. Good night.
Thanks. Get a fucking new phone connection, dude. It sounds like...
You get a new fucking phone connection, jerk off. Give me your phone number. I'll call you.
Right, you know what? You're gone. You're out of here. Thanks for coming out, dude. Piece of shit. Ungrateful piece of shit is what he should be called.
Hammy? I love Hammy.
Oh, my God. You're deluded.
I'm not deluded.
All right,
we've been very helpful to each other.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Is he your personal army? Does he troll for you?
Oh god, no! I don't need a personal army. I can take care
of
myself.
Okay, good. Because he's bad. Okay, I don't have any Tech N9ne. I'm sorry. You have to come up with something else.
Let's see. What about some Metallica?
Metallica sounds good, but he already said no.
We can finish up with some Metallica. It don't matter.
Yay.
Okay. WU Soldier, final thoughts.
Hey, love you guys. Don't send me to Syria unless you fucking mean it.
See, say boy day. All right. Thanks. Appreciate the call tonight, WU Soldier. Moving on. Zenobia, final thoughts.
It was a wonderful night, and I had a lot of fun. And that's really all I got.
Sweet. Well, I'm glad you decided to call in. It was great to hear from you.
Me too. I missed you.
I missed you too. It's so much, much better when you call.
I know.
All right. And last but not least, our special guest tonight, Acid Storm, final thoughts before we sign off here.
I got a quick quote. Every time we witness injustice, do not act. We turn our character to be active and present, and thereby eventually lose all to defend ourselves. And
Whoa, bro.
Cutting out
a second. Yeah, is it just me, or is he Patriot Gregging? Is he getting chopped up there?
I couldn't hear that. Say it again.
Yeah, start over.
All right, let me look to see. I said, every time we witness an injustice and do not act, we train our character to be passive in its presence. And thereby eventually lose all ability to defend ourselves and those we love. That's a quote, of course, a quote from Julian Assange, but it's a great quote, so I figured I'd end with that and say, you know, big ups to all of my little buddies and whatnot, and rar to Arahua. And that's it.
Sweet.
Cheers.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call tonight. Thanks for hanging out. All right, well, that wraps it up. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm really stoked to have had this broadcast tonight. Thank you so much to my guest, also WVU Soldier, Zenobia, Hammurabi's Code. Jesus, who else called in tonight? Hang on, I'll get you a rundown here. I'm also going to thank the people in the chat room. Who stuck it around to the very end. We have sticking it out to the end. Atomic Ray, Jace Robertson, Jay Geronimo. What big ups, Jay Geronimo. John Thiessen. Is that how you say it? Thiessen? John Thiessen. Melinda. Who else? Nick Knack. Thank you, Nick Knack, for coming out. Nick Knack says, no chemical weapons were used since World War II. I think that's incorrect. But whatever, we're not going to get into it now. Nig Lick, thank you for hanging out in the chat. Also, Old Rooter, Pisspot Pete, WVU, Soldier, Nass, Ass, Zenora, or Zorya, Zenobia, is that you, Zorya?
No, it's not me.
Oh, so, okay. Every time I see that, I think of you, and I think, like, is that, wait, no. Oh, it's all good. Acid, I wanted to ask you really quick. What does KMS stand for?
I honestly have no clue. Can I ask him real quick? See?
Yeah, that'd be interesting to find out. I mean, if we can't find it out, no big deal. I was like, when I first heard it, I thought it was like, wait, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? Are you kidding me? You guys know that guy? Because, you know, people call Khalid Sheikh Mohammed KSM.
Yeah.
It's just like for dyslexic.
Dyslexic
stoner techies would just trip out. Going, no way, dude. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, bro. That's the bay, dude.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's whatever. Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming out. Vince of the Bay. Until next time, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. We're going to take her out here. We're going to take it out here with a little bit of Metallica, a little Metallica. This is what I was talking about earlier. This is something I found on the internet. I think it's on YouTube. It's called, this is Blackened off of Justice for All, and it's Metallica with enhanced bass. You'll notice that the bass track has actually been enhanced. You can actually hear it. It's pretty badass. So here it is. Enjoy it. See you next time.
you very nice.